phasers for stun and prepare for warp speed. It's time for the We Got the Geeks movie talk.
You have 10 words. 10 words. To explain to me why you would want your fiancé killed by the Yakuza.
You do not have the faintest idea what's going on.
How many words was that?
9.
You have 1 word left.
All right, it's time for the claws to come out. Welcome to another ninja-filled episode of Movie Talk. Of course, sitting here with the lovely Kay Stu.
I'm a ninja. Yes. You don't even know I'm here.
And joining us once again, second movie show in a row, is our super friend, Kimmy.
Thanks for having me again.
Yay! No problem. So last week, we went to see The Wolverine with Kim. And it was the first movie we've seen in the theater with you since 2001.
I know, that's crazy. I can't believe that.
Yeah, it was long overdue.
Yeah.
And I think we started planning this, like, last year when the trailers started coming out.
Yes,
I think so.
It was cool that we went together because, like, right near the beginning of our friendship, the first X-Men movie had come out. It was really the first big superhero movie we all had in common, we all liked.
Yeah.
And especially our friend Mike, like, he liked it so much, he went out and started collecting all the X-Men comics that were coming out. So it was cool that you got to go to see this one with us. And before we get to the review, like, a little bit of background. So we had an X-Men review show not too long ago. And as a reminder, Hugh Jackman wasn't the first guy who was chosen to play Wolverine, if you can believe that.
I cannot.
No, me either.
He was really the third choice, I think.
What?
Really?
Yeah. A guy by the name of... I think I wrote it down somewhere. Dougray Scott?
Dougray Scott, yes.
Yeah, he'd already been cast, but I guess he was doing Mission Impossible 2 at the time. And the shooting for that ran, like, way over time and way over budget. So then they... I guess they offered it to Russell Crowe, and he couldn't do it.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't have gone, probably.
Cute.
But I guess he was friends with Hugh Jackman, so he suggested to Hugh Jackman that he try out for it. And this was, like, 2 weeks into filming, I guess? So, kind of, I mean, it makes you wonder because of all the preparation he does now for these movies, where he's buff and works out for months at a time. I guess he didn't work out at all for that one.
Oh, you can tell. When you go and you look back at the first movie, he's completely...
Doughy? Yeah. You want to say doughy?
Yeah.
And his hair was much bigger.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a lot more comic book Wolverine hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that was 2000. I can't believe that was, like, 13 years ago.
I can't believe he looks better as he ages.
Yeah.
Does more movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's his sixth time playing him.
Mm-hmm.
The first class was a cameo. But he actually set a record not too long ago for most appearances in a comic book movie as the same character. Christopher Reeve was Superman for 4 movies, and Robert Downey Jr. has been Iron Man for 4 movies so far. That's kind of cool. And he really loves the role, like, you can tell. You ever seen him on an interview show talking about movies and stuff? You can tell he's a genuine nice guy, and he loves what he does.
I have not. Yes, I have.
You've seen him plenty of times.
I tape everything.
In fact, someone had recorded the whole panel that they did at San Diego a couple weeks ago of him and the cast of the next X-Men movie, and you could tell he loves it, and he was appreciative of the fans and all that stuff. You could tell he liked being there.
Yes. He loves it.
And I know he said he was happier with this movie coming out, that he got to do more of the one side of Wolverine and make it a bit darker and everything as well. He was really excited for that.
Well, yeah, it's based on a comic book that came out in 1982, which was written by Chris Claremont and drawn by Frank Miller. He'd never read a comic before he did the first X-Men movie. And someone had slipped him a copy of that miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
So he had told the producers 13 years ago, we have to film this story. So it only took 13 years and 6 movies. But
I heard something about they said they had to do an Origins movie before they did that on him, though, or something.
Yeah, I guess so. Said. Which I don't understand, because Wolverine was around for about 30 years before they gave any kind of an origin in the comics. He was always a mysterious figure.
Yeah.
Kind of like that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, of course, now he's from the 1800s and bone claws and whatnot.
I like the bone claws.
Me too. And I like the Canadian aspect.
Yeah, he's a Canadian character, which is cool. So
and
the first
bone claws.
Yeah.
That should have been his name, Wolverine.
Bone claws?
Bone claws. Santa's older brother, Bone Claws.
It's a good thing you don't name comic book characters.
Pretty much.
You know what else I read this week, which was kind of crazy? I guess he'd been in the comics for about 2 years before they showed Wolverine without his mask on, his mask off.
Really?
Yeah. And it was a real goofy-looking mask at first. His first appearance was in a Hulk comic, and he had whiskers on a mask like a cat.
Mm-hmm.
It was so goofy-looking. It's worth, like, thousands of dollars if you have that first appearance, though. Indeed. So, did you know that the X-Men movie was the first American film for Hugh Jackman?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, he was on, like, Australian soap operas and what stuff like that. And, I mean, he was so good in that role that he got me to pretty much see all his other movies and like them as well.
Yeah, I agree. Me too.
Do you have a favorite non-X-Men Hugh Jackman movie?
Non-X-Men Hugh Jackman. That's hard.
Kate Leopold.
Kate Leopold
was
good.
Yeah, that was a really good movie.
Because I still haven't seen Les Mis.
I haven't seen it yet either.
It's upstairs. I rented it Sunday. It's due today. I have not watched it yet.
Yeah.
Like, damn it. So close. It at least got in the house.
Yeah. The intent was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a good singer. We've heard him sing before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Two sides.
The two sides of Hugh Jackman.
Was he the one that hurt himself on Oprah when he...
Yeah, when he ziplined in.
Ziplined in, yeah.
Australian show. Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy. I even like Real Steel. Did you ever see that one?
No, but I want to see that one.
It's actually pretty
good.
Yeah, it sounds dumb on paper, but it's a really good movie.
Yeah, I did not have a lot of hope for that movie, and I was like, okay, well, we'll watch it, because it's a Hugh Jackman movie, so we'll review it. It was actually really good. Like, I got pulled so into it. It was like, I need to know what happens now. It wasn't just Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah, that's what it looked like it was going to be, but it actually had a story. And
yeah.
Now that's two I got to watch now. I got to watch Les Mis and Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Oh, poor Kimmy has to have a Hugh Jackman film festival.
Oh, no.
Why couldn't he be at Fan Expo?
Oh, could you imagine? Could you even imagine?
I would spend a couple $100 to get his picture and autograph. I would. I'd work overtime, sell my blood, eggs, whore myself, do whatever I had to do.
You heard it, you're first, folks.
You're a freaking chicken. That's what sell my blood, my eggs.
Whatever.
Harvest.
Yeah.
I just want to look and see what other movies.
Swordfish.
Butter.
I liked Swordfish.
I did, too.
I didn't see Butter.
Butter was actually pretty good.
He's not in it very much.
No.
It's a...
Yeah,
it's
got a very
small...
It's an effed
up movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Swordfish. Some of those...
I did like Swordfish.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Just awesome. And that was...
And he wasn't so much as a tough guy in that one, either. He was kind of a wimpy dude.
Yeah.
But he played it good.
Yeah,
he
was
the computer hacker guy, so...
So Kat's got his IMDb up.
Yeah, and I hate the way it formats on the phone, so bear with me.
I know he's been in some animated stuff.
X-Men.
Too.
Of course.
A TV movie, Oklahoma. Swordfish, Kate and Leopold, X-Men 2. Van Helsing, The London Assignment. He was the voice of Gabriel Van Helsing.
And, of course, the live-action version,
and then
too.
Van Helsing. As Van Helsing.
Didn't we like that one? I don't remember.
I fell asleep.
Okay.
I remember that much. X3, Scoop, 2006.
Don't remember that one.
No, was that, I would say, newspaper?
The main role. American journalism student in London scoops a big story and begins an affair with an aristocrat as the incident unfurls. Scarlett Johansson, Hugh Jackman, Jim Dunk, Robert Bathurst.
Wolverine and the Black Widow?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ian McShane.
Oh. I think he was in the Christopher Nolan Magician movie, too. The Prestige.
The Fountain?
Yeah, I think so.
The Prestige.
Well, oh, we tried to watch The Fountain. We got 2 minutes in and we couldn't do it.
Oh.
Flushed Away.
The Mouse
Movie. Yeah. He was the voice. Happy Feet. He was the voice of Memphis. I guess he was on... an episode of Viva Laughlin, that horrible singing show.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Deception, Australia.
Oh, yeah.
X-Men Wolverine, X-Men Origins Wolverine, X-Men First Class, Snowflower and the Secret Fan.
Okay.
Well, I gotta look at this. A story set in 19th century China and centered on the lifelong friendship between two girls who develop... And then it cuts off, but clearly that just screams Wolverine. I'm scrolling through a very Asian cast and haven't gotten... And there he is! Hugh Jackman is Arthur! He's like the first Western name that I've come across. Anyway, Butter, Real Steel... Saturday Night Live on the Daniel Radcliffe episode. Rise of the Guardians. He was the voice of the bunny.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I think that's on Netflix now.
Oh, yeah?
I've heard bad things about that movie. I've heard good things about that movie.
I'm dying to see that movie.
It's him and Chris Pine.
Yeah.
And who else? Alec Baldwin, Hugh Jackman, Isla Fisher, Chris Pine, Jude Law, and then people we don't know. Sorry, people we don't know. I'm not listing you. Les Miserables, Movie 43, The Wolverine, and then he's going to be in Prisoners this year. That's the one with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm. All right, right.
And then X-Men Days of Future Past in 2014 as Wolven. Is Wolverine / Logan.
Hmm. Who else could he be besides Wolverine /
Logan? You guys want to hear some of the roles he's turned down?
Yes.
Which blew my mind. He was the first guy that was offered the role of the Punisher, which ended up going to Thomas Jane in 2004. He was offered Daredevil before Ben Affleck. He was offered Mr. Fantastic in the Fantastic Four movies. So people are kind of trying to typecast him, I guess.
Kind of. Like, okay, he's played a superhero. How about he just stays being that superhero?
Exactly. Don't branch out too much, because then...
You can't all be Johnny Storm,
Captain America. He also got offered the role of Jonathan Kent in Superman Returns.
That went to Russell Crowe, right?
Superman Returns, there ended up not being a Jonathan Kent. Maybe because Hugh Jackman wouldn't do it.
That's the other one,
So when you said Russell Crowe, my brain wasn't waiting for you to finish that, and I was like, Russell Brand as Superman's father? Now I'm going to make that movie. That's a movie that people want to see.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
No?
And the last one I have here, he was up for Harvey Dent in The Dark Knight.
I couldn't see that.
See Hugh Jackman with half a face missing?
See, the issue I have with that list is Hugh Jackman is not a tall man.
And don't tell that to Wolverine fans.
And those are taller sort of figures, I would think. I think he's a good Wolverine because he is a shorter man. I guess he's not short enough for the fanboys.
Wolverine's pretty much a midget.
It could have been worse. They could have cast Ron Jeremy.
He's no Peter Dinklage. Come on.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to make that an insulting term. He's referred to as a midget in the comics.
Come on. I mean, Hugh Jackman's not tall.
No, he looks the part. He suits the part. I hope they never recast the part.
Wait a minute. His IMDb says he's 6'2".
No way.
Way. Hugh Jackman's not 6'2". Or they're using some, like, fancy cameras to make movies out of him. No. No, because he was in Rich Creamery Butter, or... What was it really called? Kate and Leopold. With Meg Ryan, and it's not like he towered over her. Mm. Come on! Okay, I gotta do the research here.
Yeah, about that.
He could have a complex. I don't know. Maybe they just put it that to make him happy. 6'2".
Maybe just put it in as a joke, and then they actually put it in there. That's kind of funny.
He's perfect just the way he is.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad he didn't do any of those other roles, because I couldn't see it. It just seems like spreading him around too much in that genre and different things, you know? Like, no.
Yeah, no.
No. Well, he only got asked to be Jonathan Kent because Bryan Singer directed that one as well. Mm-hmm. And he'd already stolen Cyclops for that movie. I don't think that was going to go over too well.
Would be kind of funny, though.
Yeah. All right, well, how about we take a break, and when we come back, we'll get to the official We Got the Geek review of The Wolverine, and we'll be right back after this.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the official review of The Wolverine. It's me and K-Stu sitting here with our great friend, Kimmy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, as in the with the other superhero reviews we did this summer, we usually try and keep the first segment pretty spoiler-free. And then once we come back, like, everything's on the table, spoilers and whatnot. So there's two pretty huge spoilers in this, which we'll leave for the second segment.
Oh, like the... I'm kidding.
So if you haven't seen The Wolverine, listen to this next segment, pause the show, run out and see the movie, and then come back and listen to the rest.
Yes.
So, this is the Wolverine review. So, it was directed by a guy named James Mangold, who actually wrote and directed Kate and Leopold. I assume that's where they met.
I was waiting for him to say rich creamery butter. Spoiler alert, he doesn't.
No. No. So, like I said, this is Hugh Jackman's sixth time playing the character, based on the 1982 miniseries. So, pretty much the movie starts off, it's set after the events of X-Men 3, because all the X-Men are gone, and Jean Grey has died. Wolverine killed her, spoiler alert, in X-Men 3. And it's not much of a spoiler, because it was in all the trailers. He's hallucinating her all through the movie. It was good to see her back.
She has had some nice lingerie happening. Hopefully that's not a spoiler.
I had not noticed.
Spoiler alert, her boob never does fall out.
No. No. The movie actually starts out on a flashback. Wolverine's in 1945 in Japan POW camp. And it's like moments before the big atomic bomb's about to be dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of a creepy scene. You see officers killing themselves before the bomb dropped. Kind of freaky. And Hugh Jackman ends up saving the life of a guy by the name of Yoshida. And it's in a... I guess, where was he? Like, in a...
In a well.
A cell in a well?
He was, like, in a well. Well, a dry well.
Yeah.
Prisoner of war in a... Being held in a well thing, right?
Yeah. So they had, like, all the prisoner of wars in, like, a cell, if you will. And what was his name? Yoshida?
Yoshida.
Was letting them all out, and they weren't too happy with him. But it was like, the bomb is about to drop. Like, let them at least try to save themselves.
There's really nowhere you can run at this point.
But he was doing the right thing rather than just, hey, you're all going to fry in this box. So go and try to hide somewhere. Jump in the well. But nobody did.
Yeah.
And then he was trying to let Wolverine out. That was kind of nice of him.
He didn't want to leave because he knew that was going to somewhat protect him.
Yeah, Wolverine was like, no, I'm staying in the well. Come in the well with me. And then he protected him. Like, he put the lid down so that
like the iron
Yoshida wouldn't melt.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was really cool.
I enjoyed that part.
Yeah, because they pretty much for the first time really showed Logan's healing power. Like, to a huge degree.
Yes.
He was all burnt up.
Atomic blast.
His hair was gone.
Yeah.
His skin was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hair. Skin!
yeah, it was... You mean, I've seen him come back from stuff in the comics way worse than that. But to see it up on the screen,
yeah,
it was kind of creepy, but cool looking.
Oh, it was amazing to see, but holy crap.
It was shocking for a moment, like, just to see that, and then just watch him regenerate. It was cool.
Because it was like, you knew, obviously you knew he was going to regenerate. The story of Wolverine does not end there. But it was like, no, he's too far gone now. Guess not.
Well, Hunter brought to my attention once that in the comics, he'd actually regenerated from a few brain cells.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, what are they going to do next? Like, there's a couple Wolverine cells left on a hairbrush. We will make him again.
There was this disturbing one I had where the Hulk ripped his legs off and tossed his legs into the mountain.
Oh.
And then he climbed up there, just his claws, no legs, and then was able to heal himself.
Wow.
So it was cool to finally see it up on the screen. I mean, we'd always seen him get shot or punched in the face or stabbed, and it always
heals up.
Cool effect. Like, there was a cool effect later in the movie where he picked a piece of glass out of his face, which was awesome. After that, they flash forward to him in the future after the events of X-Men 3, living in a cave with his big hobo beard and long hair.
Was he in the Yukon? Is that where he was? I want to say Yukon is what.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Was he in Canada?
I swear he was in Canada, because I swear I saw Yukon somewhere on one of the buildings.
Yes.
Of course he's going to go back to Canada.
Yeah.
Did you guys like him with the hobo look?
I didn't mind it.
He could have been dirty and smelly, and I still would have gone there.
And that's where we first see that he's hallucinating Jean Grey and feeling guilty over killing her. Not too long after that, he's like trying to live the peaceful life. He hasn't seen any action since X-Men 3, but something brings him out.
I'd give him some action. Mm-hmm. No.
Uh-huh.
Not that.
And it was kind of a heartbreaking scene. It was the scene with the bear.
Oh.
These hunters had left a bear for dead, and they were using illegal arrows, I guess? Illegal weapons to take him out?
Poison dipped. We didn't even plan that.
And there's that part where Wolverine came across the bear, and he's like, don't make me do this. And he puts the bear out of his misery. And it's like, oh, this is going to be not good for the hunters.
I felt for the bear. Like, that was kind of heartbreaking.
Like, my uncle's a hunter, so it's not like I'm opposed to hunting.
Yeah.
But there's a right way to do it, and you don't just kill an animal for the fun of it.
And just leave him there.
And just leave him there. Suffer. Like, put him out of his misery. And don't deal with poison. Like, really? I'm sad. That bear was Wolverine's friend.
It was.
What'd you guys think of the follow-up at the bar, though?
That was amazing.
And it was a powerful moment because the claws come out for the first time in a while. And the first thing he says is, sorry, Jean. And he's, like, getting ready to kill the hunter.
Yeah.
But that's when his Asian friend, Yukio, shows up.
She was cute.
I liked her.
What did you call her again?
She was Asian Christina Ricci. She looked like Christina Ricci. Through the whole thing.
A little bit. So you kept saying, yeah.
Because I couldn't remember her name. I'm so bad with names. So, like, once I, like, pinpoint you as somebody else, like, hey, Christina Ricci.
And what did you think of her creepy mutant power? Where she could tell you when someone was going to die.
Yeah, she could see when somebody was going to die. Was kind of cool.
That was.
I felt bad for her because obviously all she sees all the time is like, "Oh, how you doing?" And so, don't leave your house on September 20th. Like,
so yeah. She tells Wolverine, "Don't worry about these guys; they're gonna die in 3 weeks."
Yeah.
I found my notes.
Cool. The notes are here.
Woohoo!
So she's there to recruit Wolverine to come to Japan to say goodbye to Yoshida, the dude he saved in World War II, who's dying. And he hops on the plane with her, looking much like the hobo.
We just go back to the sword fight?
That was awesome.
She had this sword, and she knew how to use it.
Yeah.
She was, like, chopping off the bottom of beer bottles. That was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it would take a moment for it to actually react, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Very Hollywood. You're going to drop off the bottom of a beer bottle. Guess what? It's going to fall right off. but it, like, gave it that beat that, like, it was still there, kind of like a Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner commercial when they run off the cliff and then they realize they're not standing on anything.
It reminded me of Zorro when he did it to Catherine Zeta-Jones and got her clothes, yeah. And all of a sudden they
and it took off. That second to, oh, yeah, gravity. Okay.
I forgot about that part.
She was amazing with that sword. Mm-hmm. And they never really, like, went into where she got that training from.
Not really, no.
Because then they get to Japan.
I just assumed she learned it in Japan because that other guy was training. And
don't be racist. Just because you're in Japan doesn't mean you get sword training.
Well, they were showing a guy sword training as soon as against what looked like ninjas.
Yeah, so they do show that, but at the same point, she was a female.
Yes.
And females aren't usually afforded the luxury of combat training.
And she was the...
And they were very traditional.
Yes. She was the plaything or the play friend of the...
Yeah.
So.
Other chicky here, yeah. Rich guy's granddaughter. Yeah. Like, she has trouble making friends, so...
Ah, Mariko?
Mariko.
Yeah, so he's there to say goodbye to the dude he saved in World War II, and you guys were excited because you can't go in there looking like a hobo Wolverine. They have to clean him up and cut his hair. And...
So my notes here say disinfecting.
Yeah, you both got a little excited at that point.
And they bathed him, and they shaved him a little bit, and they gave him a haircut.
Yeah. You know what? This is the first time the Wolverine haircut looked really cool, I thought.
It did. I liked it.
Because it didn't look cartoony.
Yeah. It was still up, like, the Wolverine famous hairstyle.
You could see somebody, like, just walking around with hair like that.
Totally.
And not be like, oh, what's up with his hair?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're looking at him going, you're totally Wolverine.
By the way, if I could grow sideburns, I would definitely try the Wolverine beard. Just putting that out there. So... Yoshida's dying. He offers Wolverine this deal. Somehow he has the ability to take away Wolverine's ability to regenerate and heal.
This creepy blonde doctor knows how to do that, apparently.
Yes. Who creepy turned out to be the Viper.
American doctor, I guess. Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Logan refuses because, you know, why would you want to give up that power?
I don't think he wanted to. I don't think he refused. Sorry. Because he didn't want to give up the power. I don't think he wanted to burden
Yoshida,
the dying guy, with eternal life. Like, he already knows what it's like to right. not be able to die.
Right.
And to see everybody.
To see what he'd have to go through.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of process. Like, what are you going to do to me? Like.
I guess at this point Wolverine's over 100 years old, yeah. too.
And just, like, everybody he's ever known has died.
Yeah.
Like, he's fallen in love, people have died. That's gonna wear on you. And then to, like, say, yeah, sure, no, I'll give it to you now, and I'll curse you with this.
Yeah, but does that come out, or does it just come out him saying, I want to take it away from you, I want to help you die one day? Like, does it come up right away that he wants to take it? Or just that I can free you of that so you can...
I want to free you of that burden. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I thought it was because he was going to take it. Mm-hmm. I just took that immediately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know if that was put across or not.
Or maybe if Wolverine was like, no, you're taking it out of me because you're on your deathbed.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had this conversation with Kelso, and he was like, screw it, I will live forever. And then Kelso even went as far, because he's Kelso, and I love him dearly, he was like, put me in a rocket ship and send me to Mars, and then I'm going to step outside the rocket ship, die on Mars, doesn't matter, I'll come right back, I'm on Mars!
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. So, somehow he ends up losing the healing factor anyhow.
She, like, tricked him.
Well, he wakes up, and the crazy, creepy doctor is hovering over him.
She, like...
First there was the creepy tea or something, though. Like, what was with the
She, like, medicine raped him.
Yeah.
She roofied him, And then she stuck him with a needle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Creepy doctor.
So.
And she had the breath thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
She would, like, blow her crazy, I'm a creepy doctor smoke in your mouth.
That's what it's called.
Even though she had an important part in the movie, I could have done without her.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Like, she did have an important part. Obviously, like, we wouldn't have had all this where he loses his power and everything. There were ways around that. We didn't need her.
Yeah.
I didn't like her.
I didn't either.
No.
She was ugly and
she was really weird looking. Yeah. And she wasn't, like, a villain. Like, it wasn't, like, somebody for him to fight.
Not really.
She was just there as an annoyance. Like, she was the mosquito of the movie, if you will.
Totally.
Yeah. It's true. So why don't we take a break? When we come back, we'll talk some more about the movie, and spoilers are on the table at this point. All right, so stay tuned. Bub.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Face front, true believers. John Vollmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3x5 inches to 11x17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Vollmer.
All right, welcome back. We're sitting here with Kim and K-Stu.
Yeah, we're here.
Talking about the Wolverine.
Wolverine, woo woo!
So as we get more into this segment, yep. There will be spoilers, probably.
I'm almost out of notes.
Yeah. So jumping ahead a little bit, now that we're into the spoilers, so Yoshida, the old man who wants to take away his mutant ability, dies. And they show the funeral the next day, and ninjas attack the funeral.
Fight breaks out at a funeral? Question mark?
Did you guys think Wolverine looked cool in the suit fighting the ninjas?
Oh, hell yeah.
I thought so. That was a different look for him.
A, I don't understand why you're asking that question, and B, yeah.
Okay. So
Wolverine looks cute. Anything. I mean, cool.
Yeah. So he's fighting ninjas, and now he's got to protect Mariko.
Yeah.
Yes.
The granddaughter of Yoshida. And they take off, and they're fighting in the streets. Wolverine realizes at this time that he's not healing anymore because he's been shot. And
he's bleeding profusely.
Yeah, the bullet's not coming out.
Continuously. Yeah, it's not self-ejecting, if you will.
It gets shot a few more times. And then there was that real cool fight on top of the bullet train.
That was awesome. Flipping amazing.
And that was pulled right from the comic, by the way.
I don't like a lot of top-of-the-train fights, because we've seen them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on, we've been there. Back to the Future 3. We're done. But... oh my god, fighting on a bullet train and using, like, the inertia and the gravity
to propel himself
for you and stuff. It was amazing. And then, like, stopping himself with the claws. I just want to be, like, in that bullet train maintenance shed when the train comes back and they're like, the hell happened up here?
Yeah, it looked amazing. It didn't look cheesy at all. No. It was a great fight. Like I said, pulled right from the comic.
And I want to know, like, is there... I have to know the mechanics of the bullet train now. Like, between the actual roof of the train and then the ceiling where they are, like, how much of a gap is there? Or were people seeing the ends of his claws through the ceiling?
Oh, that would have been
funny. Like, they didn't show the inside of the train during it, which would have been awesome. Just, hi, there's claws, and then they're not there, and... But I don't know if there's, like, enough of a gap that maybe he was just slicing through people's baggage? Like, is there overhead baggage, like, on a plane?
Well, remember they had the one part where the dude was looking in the hole, like, the window at the top, and he was seeing Mariko sitting
there.
Oh, right.
So, I mean, technically, the way it looked...
Unless they were just sunroofs?
Maybe. They should have seen the claws, or heard it. Like, hello?
Yeah. Because it seemed kind of quiet in there when they were sitting in the train.
Oh, she had her iPod on, though.
Oh, yeah.
She did. I don't know, I just if there's, like, luggage up there, could you imagine, like, just getting off the train and grabbing your stowed bag and there's, like...
It falls apart.
Your laptop is in four pieces because it's been a claw through it. That is all.
So, I feel like I'm doing all the talking here. What else do you have on your notes there?
I haven't shut up. The only other thing I have on my notes...
Oh.
Sexy rooms, outer space.
Oh, yeah. So they get off the train and they have to hide in the crappiest part of Japan. In somewhere she calls the Love Hotel.
Which was smart, because he was like, where's the good section of town? And she's like, oh, it's up three blocks that way. And he's like, okay, we're staying here. Like, they didn't go to the good part of town, because that's where she's going to go, right?
Yes.
And they went to the Love Hotel. That was a little fancy.
Yeah.
I need to go there. I want to go there.
I love that it's like, there was like a menu of rooms. Like pictures. Just point to which one you want. And then they got the outer space room. Which, I know this is going completely off topic. Really? There's outer space fetish people?
I guess so.
Like, ooh, let me come invade your planet.
You're funny.
It brings me back to Revenge of the Nerds and having sex in the moon room.
Yeah. Yeah. It just reminds me of, like, Tracy Morgan and his Astronaut Jones skits.
I like the round, circular, moving bed and the things that were sticking up that looked like rocks that were kind of weird.
All of these sexy rooms with the circular bed? I don't understand. I don't get why that is conducive to sexy times.
I don't know.
I'd just fall off at one point because you wouldn't be, like, all on there. Like, things would be hanging.
Like, TMI. My parents went to the Poconos for their first honeymoon, but it was, like, 15 years after they had been married.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking, like, through the catalog and stuff, and then the big champagne glass thing that's actually a tub.
Yeah.
Like, you go upstairs in your room and, oh, look, we're in the champagne. Whatever. And then, like, all these rooms had round beds. And I'm thinking, okay, A, I don't know how that's conducive to sexy time. B, is there a square bed somewhere else in the room so I can get some sleep? Because if you're going to lay on a circle, you're both going to have your ankles falling off. Like,
you're both stuck right beside each other in the middle. If not, then you're hanging off at some point.
Yeah. You both can't be in the diameter of the bed.
Yeah.
It's true.
Anyway, sexy time rooms. And I was trying to remember what the other ones were, and I couldn't.
Wasn't there a nurse room?
Yep.
I
need to find, like, a screenshot of the sexy time.
Of the screen.
Sexy time menu screen. And the lady was just, like, adorable. Just sitting there, like, you want a sexy time room?
There had to have been a farm room or something, though.
Oh, my God. Now I have to find it. How do I Google that? Wolverine sexy time room menu.
Because of all the animals, right?
Oh, that's good times. All right. Moving on. That was all the rest I had in my notes.
Cool. So he starts, I guess, getting intimate with Mariko. By the way, in the comics in this series, they were married.
Really?
Yeah. But they start to... I thought she was cute, by the way.
She was. I have a name for her.
What's that? I don't think he did.
I kind of wanted him to bone the other one, though.
I wanted him with her, too.
He's Wolverine. He should have had them both at the same time.
Exactly. Because he can.
Yeah. So let's skip ahead a little bit to one of the big spoilers of the movie, which I don't think I got your opinion on either one of you. So the villain in this turned out to be a guy from the comics by the name of the Silver Samurai. And he had a suit made out of adamantium, the same thing Wolverine's bones and claws are made out of. And he had an adamantium sword, which he could heat up.
Like flaming sword.
Flaming sword. Let's just say it. Wolverine loses his adamantium claws in this thing. And, because he heals, the bone claws make a comeback. Kath, thoughts?
I think I was asleep for that.
Really?
I didn't know what was going to happen. I thought once they cut his claws off, I'm like, oh my god, what's he going to do? What's going to happen? And then the bone came and I was like, yeah, sweet.
I think I was asleep for that. I don't remember any of that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
My bad.
So, what did you think? Were you happy to see the bone claws back, or...?
I was. I'm so used to him with the adamantium claws. I don't know. I was glad they came back because he needs something.
I have a feeling he's going to get him back at some point.
Yeah.
Because he's just not Wolverine without him, really.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think of the interrogation scene, which I thought was the funniest moment of the movie?
Where when he confronted her fiancé?
Yeah.
He was having his own sexy time with two girls.
In his cool red underwear.
He looked like a little weasel, though.
He did. Ugh.
Hugh Jackman had a lot more comedy in this movie, funny.
But it was comedy in the right places.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I liked Iron Man 3, but it seemed like every scene he was in, he was trying to make a wisecrack, which sometimes didn't fit in. But I liked that it was used in the right places in the Wolverine. And
yes,
I agree.
Yeah,
it was comedically timed right.
What did you guys think of the creepy device that was inside of Wolverine that caused him to lose his mutant powers?
That was so cool.
The bug?
Yeah, it was cool looking.
That whole thing was just awesome.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
That thing on his heart.
Yeah.
And him, spoiler alert, cutting himself open and going in to grab it. That was awesome.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Because all I could think is, what if that doesn't work? Like, if he takes that out and he still doesn't get his healing power back?
Or what if he stabs himself in the heart while, like, he doesn't have the healing power?
You now have, like, this huge gash in your chest.
But didn't,
you know,
she said, you're going to die holding your heart in your hand.
Yep.
And so that's all that's going through your head. But
technically, he did.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she was right.
He did die.
She wasn't lying.
But yeah, I was like, what if he doesn't get it back? Like, I know that he's filmed scenes for the next X-Men movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Famke Janssen filmed scene for this one, and she was a hologram, so...
Yeah.
Or hallucination.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that doesn't mean he's still gonna live. They could kill him.
Now, you were asleep at this point, but it was a really cool moment when... Like, he died on the table, but it's a really cool moment when you realize his healing power's back because he's laying there and all the cuts and crap he'd gotten through the movie had started healing up. Did you see that part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I started getting excited and almost like, you know.
Yeah, because I was like, okay, it's working.
That was really cool looking. The other thing I wanted to mention that was cool looking. I know you were asleep for this part. He has to go. Yes.
I was fighting off the sleep during the bug part.
Okay.
So I was kind of half awake. And
He goes to this little castle where Mariko's being kept, and all these ninjas come out of the woodwork. And he's trying to get to her, and they just keep shooting arrow upon arrow upon arrow into his back.
What's cool is that they think that he still doesn't have his powers when he shows up there for the first time. And the dude does something to him, and it just clears up, and he's like, oh, shit. Bring in the rest of the guys. So there's like, what, 100 ninjas that come, and that was really cool.
He must have had 50 arrows sticking out of the back of him.
Yeah, it was almost like he was in the Jesus pose with all these arrows with ropes on them.
Yeah.
And it was just insane.
Nice. It was a cool effect. I liked it.
Me too.
I want to take a quick break. Because this is going to be the biggest spoiler of the discussion, but I want to talk a little bit about the end credits scene. So,
Big Fat Wolverine dancing to Milkshake?
Yeah, that one. Movie. So we'll be right back, and if you don't want to hear this, I save it for a later date. We'll be right back after this.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, K2 here from We Got the Geek. Not only am I your favorite podcaster, but I'm also your Scentsy independent consultant. Scentsy offers a safe, wickless alternative to scented candles. We sell ceramic warmers that use a low wattage light bulb to warm our specially formulated wax cubes infused with fragrance. With over 80 scents available, I'm sure you'll find a few favorites. We also offer stuffed animals that have a scent pack included, broom sprays, travel tins for your car or locker, and our new Layers line of fragrance that lets you build a new fragrance wardrobe layer by layer, from your skin to your clothes. Contact me for a catalog, to smell some yummy samples, or to book a party. We're also hiring. Ask me about joining my team. Email me at kstu.wickliss@me.com or on my website, kstu.sensi.ca.
All right, welcome back to this week's Movie Talk. We're, of course, discussing the film The Wolverine with my adamantium excellent wife, Kstu.
I wish I was adamantium.
And
Boneclaw Kimmy?
Boneclaw Kimmy, yeah.
Nice!
So,
by the way, I did write bone claws on my notes.
Cool.
Talking about the well. And Wolverine in a well. Bone claws.
Nice. So, before we get to talking about the end credits scene, just want to see what everyone rated the movie. See if you guys agree with me on this. I thought it was the best X-Men movie since X-Men 2. Kstu, I don't know if you're going to agree with me or not. We've seen three major superhero movies this summer. This one was actually my favorite of the three.
Well, I fell asleep through Superman. I stayed awake for Iron Man. I fell asleep for about 5 minutes of this one. I think this one was my favorite, though.
Yeah.
Iron Man was good.
Iron Man was good.
And Iron Man is a very good
second. I know your thoughts on Man of Steel. Yeah.
Superman, stop it.
Yeah, I thought the fighting scenes in this looked realistic. Had some really good emotional moments, especially all the Jean Grey stuff. It's a fantastic story.
There were ninjas.
He just gets better and better in the role, I think.
Extra points for the ninjas.
Yeah, I like the fact that there weren't a billion mutants in this, like in the last Wolverine movie.
Like putting him in just for putting him in kind of deal,
It was like truly a Wolverine solo story.
Not enough butt.
Not enough butt. I wrote that too. No. We really finally got to see the Wolverine Berserker Rage for the first time that's been so famous in the comic books. So I'm going to give this movie 5 Wolverine hobo beards out of 5. Like the highest rating I could possibly give this wonderful movie.
I'm going to go with 4.5 sexy rooms out of 5.
Cool. Kimmy?
I'm going to go 5 ninjas out of 5.
Man, why did nobody use bone claws? I wanted to use bone claws. I was like, I'm not going to steal bone claws. Somebody's going to use it.
All right, so before we go...
I was ready, honey. I was ready this time.
I know.
I had it prepared.
High five.
Because I was reminded 3 days ago, don't forget we're going to rate the movie. You're going to need to come up with a rating.
So, Wolverine fans, you think they're going to dig this movie?
Perhaps.
I think the commercials were right. This is the Wolverine movie we've finally been waiting for, you know?
Okay, I will say, I did not care for the trailers for this movie at all.
Really?
I was so uninterested. Like, it didn't grab me. You kept showing me trailer after trailer, and the international one was supposedly better. I was still like,
But look at it this way. Most times when they show you an excellent trailer that grabs you,
oh yeah,
the movie disappoints the hell out of
you. For sure. And I knew that I was going to see it. I didn't like that trailer either. But anyway, I kind of like didn't really get what was going on in the trailer, and maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention to it or something.
No, it wasn't very clear.
So I didn't rewatch it 75 times, so everything in the movie was new to me. Which I kind of want to do that from now on and not watch trailers anymore.
All right.
That said, I have the patience of a gnat, and I can't wait for movies to come out, so I will be watching the Anchorman 2 trailer about 75 billion more times.
I gotta say, I'm notorious for looking up spoilers on a movie.
Yeah.
I'm glad I stayed away from spoilers this time.
Yeah, I get mad
out.
At you when you do that.
But speaking of huge spoilers, why don't we talk about the end credit scene?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go on record. This is the way I feel. Best end credit scene ever in any superhero movie.
Dear After Credits app, thank you.
Yeah. And that's even comparing it to the Thor hammer at the end of Iron Man 2. So you know I really love this. So, credits start. Halfway through the credits, we get a caption on the screen that says 2 years later. Wolverine walks into an airport.
Mm-hmm.
And he still has the metal skeleton, so he's asking for a pat-down.
Which was amazing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you see little bits of metal and coins and shit start flying around. And it should note that in the background they're playing a commercial for Trask Industries. Bolivar Trask is going to be the name of the character Peter Dinklage is playing in X-Men Days of Future Past. So he turns around, and who do we see standing there, Case 2?
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm reading the actual, like, write-up of it, and it's got me. So, 2 years later, Logan is seen standing in line as security at an airport. Logan suddenly notices that several metal-based objects levitating from a tray, as well as everything around him coming to a halt, which you didn't notice, like they have become frozen in time. Logan senses an odd vibe from behind him and instinctively turns back with claws drawn. Suddenly he feels his body becoming frozen like someone has taken control over it. A man with a hat has his hands raised, staring down at the ground. The man slowly reveals himself, and it's Eric Lenser. Wolverine. Lenser. Magneto. Logan becomes enraged and asks what he wants. Want me to keep going?
Sure.
Magneto reveals that there are dark forces that threaten mutant kind and need his assistance. Not trusting of Magneto, the sudden sounds of a familiar futuristic wheelchair come hovering along, revealing that it is Charles Xavier. Logan questions on how this can possibly be, and Charles replies that he is not the only one with gifts. Looking at both of them, Magneto gives a gracious nod.
Nice!
Well, just to add to that a little bit, because he skipped it, Magneto shows up and says, we need your help. There's dark times ahead.
Yeah.
He goes, why would I trust you? And he goes, you wouldn't. And that's when Professor X wheels in. Keeping in mind, at this point, Wolverine thinks Professor X is dead.
See, I noticed the frozen people.
I did too.
And I know because Jean Grey's got some of the same type of mindy stuff that she could have done it, so I was unsure at first what was going on here.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I saw him roll out, I got excited and almost wet myself, I have to admit it.
My mouth dropped open, and I squeezed your arm, and I think I said, holy shit, when he wheeled
probably.
Out.
Probably, yep.
And I think I got a little teary-eyed when I saw that as well.
So, this is how dumb I am. So, I see the metal things floating and stuff, and I'm like, oh my god, it's Magneto! And I notice that people have stopped, but I haven't put it together that that's not really Magneto's thing.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, Magneto can do this now too? Totally thought he had mutated even more and now had that power. Was not expecting Professor X at all. And it's one of those things that, like, I'm sitting there and my mouth just jaw dropped and I can't even move. I'm like, this is not happening right now. Oh my god, why?
Why can't it be 2014?
Yeah. So, amazing! Glad I was awake for it.
So yeah, it's coming out May 23rd, 2014. I'm jazzed. They're filming it right now in
Montreal.
Before
my birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, it's not even done. They're filming it now.
Yeah, that was the first thing they filmed. Right after he was done filming the Wolverine, he went to Montreal and filmed that scene with the two guys. So,
maybe Halle Berry was frozen somewhere in the background, and that's all she had to film
maybe
in Montreal. We can hope.
So, in the week since that came up, they started a fake site up on the internet for Trask Industries.
Yeah.
Where they show the commercial that they're playing in the background, and
nice.
They have different photos of the Sentinels, the robots that attack the X-Men in the comics.
Cool.
That Peter Dinklage is building. And they show Sentinels throughout history. Like, I guess he invents them in the 70s.
Oh, kind of like Daleks?
There was a scene of Reagan getting sworn in with a Dalek standing behind them.
Sentinel. I messed you up. You said Dalek because I said Dalek.
Did I say Dalek?
Yeah.
Sorry, with a Sentinel standing behind him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very Forrest Gumpy of you.
And apparently they evolved from, you know, just being slightly taller than us to, like, gigantic Transformer-like robots in the future.
I gotta go to this website.
Yeah.
It was pretty decent. And from what I gather, we're going to see three different time periods in that movie.
What I heard is that they're sending Wolverine back in time.
Yep.
To stop it from happening is basically what mm-hmm. his role is in this new movie.
And that's how he eventually winds up with the first class cast. So, what did you just find out?
Trask-Industries.com. I'm waiting for it to load.
Yeah, someone posted it on our Facebook page, nice. And I was looking through it, and it was really interesting as hell. Yesterday, Brian Singer posted a picture of him standing next to one of the Sentinels on the set, and it looks pretty cool. Like, they got the same color scheme from the books, and...
It is not optimized for the iPhone, because it must have flash. I can't see anything. Damn it. Yeah, I'm very excited. I love Peter Dinklage anyway.
Yeah.
I don't care that he's a bad guy in this movie.
Looks like he's going to be a good bad guy as well.
Mm. He's a bad guy in Elf, and you still loved him.
So yeah, I've been enjoying all of Singer's tweets from the set. He's not spoiling anything. He'll post a picture of Professor X's wheelchair or a Sentinel on the set and things like that. And it's been really cool.
I can't wait.
Yup.
And I personally think they're keeping some things secret, like... I think Cyclops is going to be back somehow.
They need to keep some stuff a secret so that, you know, you can have that jaw-dropping moment in the movie.
Yeah.
And be excited.
And just my theory, I think somehow Magneto is going to be the reason why Wolverine has adamantium claws again. Because he can manipulate metal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, we got a little less than a year to go. It's going to be a great month, though. May 2nd, Amazing Spider-Man 2 comes out, and Cap 2 comes out on April the 9th. First time ever that there's been a Spider-Man and an X-Men movie out in the same year.
Wow.
And same year, it's like two or three weeks apart from each other.
Huh.
Yeah.
Too many movies.
Yeah, most of the superhero stuff comes out in the first half of the summer next year. I think Guardians of the Galaxy's out in August. But, well, the next one that's coming out is Thor 2. Any interest in seeing that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
That one's out on November the 8th. They're still, I think, doing reshoots on that one.
Why is it so far away?
I gotta be prepared for when the next Avenger movie comes out. And I've seen all the ones leading up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got two or three to go then.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts you guys had on the Wolverine?
I loved it.
Loved it, yeah.
So, if you're a fan of the X-Men, or even if you're not, go check it out. It's pretty decent. You don't really need to know too much from the other movies to enjoy it.
And you don't need to know much about the comics and that story to enjoy it, because I didn't going in.
I've never read the comic. I really want to now. I think they've reprinted it in trade paperbacks.
I knew nothing about the X-Men going into the X-Men movie.
Yeah, me neither, really.
Not a thing. So, I've loved every minute of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are probably fanboys out there who, like me, hate origin stories and maybe didn't like that they had to tell the story over again. But I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, quick note here. So, the DVD's coming out in the fall already. They've announced it. It's going to include an R-rated version with more swearing and more blood, I guess. He had 3 swear words in this movie. Pretty decent. You slept through the best one.
Damn it, sorry.
It's pretty good. And there's going to be a box set coming out of all the X-Men and Wolverine movies, and it's shaped like Wolverine's fist with the claws coming out of it.
That's cool.
It does look pretty good. It'll be all the X-Men movies through the Wolverine. By the way, I also wrote here Jessica Biel almost played Viper instead of the ugly lady.
I could have actually gotten into that.
Yeah, me too.
And Darren Aronofsky was the original director, but he didn't want to spend a year in Japan, so he pulled out.
That's what she said.
I'm sorry, who doesn't want to spend a year in Japan? Sexy rooms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Already made back his its budget, which is cool. And they're already talking about a sequel, because at the end of the movie, he actually flies away with Asian Christina Ricci to have further adventures.
Yes.
So that'd be cool to see what happened in that 2-year period. So I'm psyched. I haven't been this psyched for a sequel in a while. So
totally worth it.
And there's an action figure coming out of shirtless Hugh Jackman, which I'll send to you, Kimmy.
Awesome.
So anyhow, glad you were here tonight to talk about the Wolverine. It was a long time coming.
Me too.
Maybe we'll set a date up for Thor too.
Sounds good to me.
And of course, X-Men Days of Future Past next year. So on behalf of the X-Ladies, thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next time here on We Got the Geek.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.